This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged, the podcast bit of the show that we podcast.
So you're doing a house swap today?
Doing a house swap, that was never my plan. But
How are you talking through how you're
the swapping? You'll catch up properly on the show, and I will explain for context, but you'll have to listen to it again. Sorry, very soon. I booked tomorrow off because I work Sundays these days, and on a bank holiday weekend, I said, you know what? Take the Friday off and actually feel like you have a weekend.
Yeah, very nice.
And I had no real major plans, and then I realised I messed up because my parents are away in their holidays, so there wasn't. I was like, do you know the way sometimes you feel like your family time's real rushed? I was like, it'd be nice to just hang around for an extra couple of days.
Yeah.
Anyway, my parents are away, so that was kind of pointless, but I will have bonus Granny Phyllis time, which is good.
So you're not going to see your mum and dad at all?
No, they're gone to Italy this morning. By the way, side note, lashing rain in Pisa.
No.
Yeah, thunder and lightning.
Flip. I always feel so betrayed by my parents when I'm like, come home and then they're not really around.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what do you mean?
Well, yeah, I hate that.
You're not always just sitting here waiting for me to come home.
Because I don't go home that often. I go home every maybe like once a month or something like
that. Here.
And when I go home, I'm like, where are you? They're like, oh, we're out for a drink.
Yeah. I went home recently one time and my mum and dad were like, we're going out to the shopping. I was like, okay, I have to leave at 2. And they were like, well, we go at 11. Bye. I was like, all right.
Yeah, it really bothers me. Or you get up in the morning if you do stay over and you're like, hello.
Yeah, yeah. And they're gone.
Is there not a fine spread on for me?
Where's the scones?
No, they're gone off walking or Pilates. They have their own lives.
And especially because all of us have moved out of the gaff now as well.
Yeah.
So like they're all very, well, like Sophie will be back, I'm sure. She's only on Erasmus, but they don't know themselves. They're having the best time.
Yeah, they're having a ball.
But anyway, you're doing a swap in a car.
So basically, yeah, the way this is working is then my sister and her husband booked this comedy gig. It's on in the National Stadium. Can't remember the guy's name. I think my brother-in-law is really into him and Laura got him the tickets for Christmas. Blah, 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 blah. For ages, they've been trying to work out how to work this. And the kids absolutely could be minded by their other grandparents. But I'd said ages ago, oh, I'm down that weekend. If I can help in any way, let me know.
Yeah.
And now I have to, and I don't, like, don't get me wrong, I've absolutely no issue doing it. I'm delighted to hang out with the kids. I love them.
Mm.
I'm just a bit stressed because in the morning I have to get them both to their respective places they need to be. One needs to be in creche and one needs to be in play school. And I've never done that on my own.
Basim Youssef.
That's him.
Never heard of him.
Wow, I've never heard of him either.
He is an Egyptian-American comedian and television host.
Cool.
Apparently he's gas.
Very cool.
And then after you get them in, though, are you just chilling for the day then?
Then I'm just chilling till they get back. Well, no, I'm not chilling because I have to pick them up.
Oh, what time?
Play school's finished at like 12:30 or 1:00 or something.
What is the fucking point?
I know.
You are an unreal sister.
Sorry, what is the point?
I know.
You're an unreal sister.
And I need to run home now today to like get their bed dressed because I like wash the sheets, need to put them back on because they're staying in my room tonight, in my house.
Oh, for God's sake.
Smellying up your bed.
What did your sister do for you?
This is a fantastic
question.
Well,
if I ever have kids, I'll be remembering everything I've done for her.
Dead right.
Yeah.
No, final thing. So yeah, I need to swap with them. So basically, I need to get in the road soon to Waterford so that they can transfer car seats into my car. I can give them my house key and I go, you go to Dublin, I deal with the kids.
Wow. Sorry, so the kids are going to go from Waterford halfway to Dublin
and then
turn around?
Nope. They won't go anywhere. They'll stay at home. I need to get to Waterford before they leave Waterford.
Okay.
As soon as they get in the car, your sister and her husband, they're going to go,
bombing it down to Dublin.
Oh,
absolute
my God.
Fact, delighted.
You've
See
just
you
given
later.
Them the gift of life.
Oh, fact, yeah.
Ah, that's exciting for them.
Though. Ah, look, totally.
Fair
yeah.
play to
and,
you.
Like, I was only going home to kind of arse around anyway. So
yeah.
It's grand. And then I'm going to spend Friday night and Saturday night staying at my granny's. So like,
Wholesome.
Apart from the Gavin James boat experience Saturday.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't know what that's about, you should listen to yesterday.
Yesterday's podcast, yeah. So have fun tomorrow, guys. And see you in a few days.
Good luck. See you later. Wake up, you
baby. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Morning.
Good Hello. Morning.
Thursday. What's the crack?
How are we?
Hello. Yeah.
Dark out there this morning.
I thought so too.
Yeah, really dark.
When I was coming in, I thought it's not as bright now as it was yesterday.
And that was weird because I got up later. Well, way later.
Yeah, we know.
Way, way later. See, producer Callum's off today, so I just decided to sleep in a little bit.
He took some liberties.
Yeah. Did you just wake up and go, oh, he's not in today?
I woke up, got up and I was like, oh, producer Callum's off. back to that.
And you'd actually gotten out of the bed before this, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Stood up.
It's quite a commitment.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I feel like once you stand up, there's no going back.
No, I can easily go back.
Yeah. Okay, that's a problem, man.
I was mid-washing my face when I was like, oh, Callum's not in today. And I was like, ah, sure, I'm up anyway.
Yeah, sure,
I'm here now. There's a guy online. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter. I find him very entertaining. And he often goes viral, often being maybe a handful of times over the years, but he always sticks in my mind because he's quite funny. I think he's a primary school teacher somewhere in the UK. His name is George Poynton. Have you heard of him? No.
No.
Again,
no.
He's not like a famous guy. He's just a teacher, but he has 166,000 followers because he sometimes does really funny threads. And they're basically about, I asked all my year whatever class today, maybe they're 6 years of age, what life is worth living for? And then he'll say, like, George, like, seven.
You know, that kind of way. I've seen some of his work. Funny. Yeah, yeah.
But he tweeted last night saying, a wise kid once said to me, sandwiches are at their best within 2 to 3 hours of being squished in a backpack. And I couldn't agree more. To be honest, that really stood out to me. I remember the days of going swimming. I think it was Wednesdays in primary school. We'd head off in the bus at lunchtime. And the afternoon was gone.
Mm.
Off to Fermoy, County Cork for a bit of swimming. And your smushed up Sambo, kind of half chlorine vibes. Yeah. Was tough.
What is it about smushed food? I love like a smash burger.
Yeah,
love
well, that's like an actual thing. That's know, not like yeah. accidentally smushed.
I try to do it for, like, if I get a roll, I will try and squeeze it down
really?
All the way. Yeah.
My sister will do that as well with, like, any kind of a Brennan's bread sandwich. Yeah, yeah. She'll catch both sides and give it a good squeeze.
Yeah, just the whole way.
I don't know. I think I have PTSD. I don't like a smushed sandwich.
PTSD from what?
From the smushed sandwiches of...
In school?
Of school.
Did you not have lunchboxes? Are you putting sandwiches straight into your
bag? Oh, there'd be days there wouldn't be a...
I had a fabric lunchbox.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, there'd be days I'd just be shoving the, what's it called, tinfoiled wrapped Sambo.
Yeah, straight into the bag.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A history book down on top of it.
Yeah, it would be like the width of one of your books by the end.
Back.
Well, the other half live with lunchboxes. And let me tell you, they are brilliant. Yeah, I got a hard copy.
It's 5:07 morning.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Tate McRae and Greedy on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning.
Do you know, I saw a TikTok comment yesterday that basically said that song would have been a lot bigger if she'd released it sooner. She kept basically teasing it on TikTok and be like, it's going to be released soon, and just didn't.
And then everybody got over it.
And then everyone got over it by the time she'd released.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean? So people were basically commenting on Post Malone's TikTok to release his country songs.
Oh, yeah.
Because he won't do it. But they're all ready, but he won't release them.
It's going to be too late, Post.
But literally everyone's commenting and being like, will you please release it? Because this happened to Tate McRae where just no one, it wasn't as big.
Yeah, I'm surprised that people even have the patience for this kind of TikTok hook
and
teases.
It's so annoying.
For longer than like maybe one video.
Release your music. Yeah,
I think a week is plenty for an LTE.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to talk to you about music or anything like that. I want to talk to you about godliness.
Oh.
Talk to you about being holy and being a good Christian.
God, you do a lot of Christianity stuff on this show, Dave.
Name one other.
Remember the time you told us about the random priest costumes you could get in this dodgy priest website?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday you also were talking about how you'd like stats when you die, and you did kind of say, like, is the man upstairs listening?
Yeah, you mentioned...
Maybe I'm a very godly person.
Well, I think you're just like...
See, I'm just trying to impress your granny who listens.
Yeah.
It's a very religious
My
person.
My granny as well would be very impressed with you.
See, there we go. I'm doing it for the grannies. A Pennsylvania priest, right? He's facing criminal charges after police said that he stole thousands of dollars of church funds. Okay?
Oh.
Not very godlike to be stealing money. However, maybe he used it for good. You know, maybe he used it to help others.
To help the parishioners.
Exactly. That would be a nice thing to do.
No. He used it for app store transactions.
Stop.
Virtual slot machines. Mario Kart. Pokemon Go.
Stop.
And mainly Candy Crush.
No.
Yeah.
Can you imagine putting your fiver into the basket and this fella's going off saying, Candy Crush with this. Candy Crush.
Getting a few more gems.
As soon as he sees the basket go around, he's like, God, deadly, there's another gem there now. Unreal. Apparently he spent over $214,000 on his
joking.
Apple ID, and about $44,000 of that was charged to a credit card belonging to the parish.
Oh, that's not good.
Now, ah, bless. He's got a problem. That's not good.
That's a problem,
right? But it's confusing because, right, there was over 2,000 transactions between September 2019 and June 22, marked as gaming in a document from the courts, right? But the slot machine apps that he was using were called Cash Frenzy, Willy Wonka Vegas Casino Slots, and Wizard of Oz Slot Machine Game. They do not reward real money if you win. They are in-game money.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like you see this money. It's not real.
Right.
So it's more that you progress.
So it's not even kind of real gambling.
It's not real gambling in the sense that you don't get anything
back.
But you spend money.
But he must be addicted to playing the game.
But yes. I think that's insane. If you're not, does he think he's winning money? And I'm like, if you do, then why haven't you cashed out anything?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
In 3 years.
Or is it just genuine boredom and game addiction?
Yeah, well, there you go. It's probably just game addiction. But anyway, these games allow you to spend real money. He's not getting any of it back. He was just basically paying to play. Have you ever paid for a game?
Oh, yeah.
An iPhone game or anything like that?
I have, yeah. Not an often, but if I'm very, very frustrated on Wordscapes.
Wordscape?
Oh, will you?
I'd be like, just tell me what the word is so I can move on with my day.
Interesting. No way. And you'll pay to find out what the word is.
I've done that, and I haven't played Wordscape since the pandemic, but there were some frustrated
emails. How much does it cost?
I actually can't remember, Dave. Not a lot anyway.
Okay.
I've also paid embarrassingly once for a boost on Hinge.
No way. To be fair, that's all right.
$7.99 for a boost.
Dear God, that's expensive.
And literally no one even sees you. You get like two more. I was like, here.
That's interesting.
You did it for love. You did it for love. I paid for love before as well. And I may have told you this before.
You paid for love?
When I was 12, I signed up to a text
thing. Oh, yes.
Where they send you advice on how to talk to boys. And every time I tried to opt out, they just sent me more texts and it cost me $2.50 every text I got.
Oh, my God.
Had to get a new SIM.
Oh,
remember
my God.
Remember you were literally bet down in debt as a 12-year-old?
Oh, I was up the wall. Yeah.
I think the only thing I paid for is 8-ball pool.
Oh, really?
And I paid for a new snooker cue. That's all I paid for.
Oh no, it was so silly.
It was like a tenner, but you also got like a jackpot box, which means you could might win money, or you might, you know what I mean, or you might win a new ball or something stupid. Anyway, yeah. So not very good of this priest.
Be careful on them games.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That money can rack up, especially on things like Candy Crush. Like I know my mom was addicted to that. She loved it.
Really?
She'd be like, will I just pay euro here? And I'm like, no, that's how it starts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fact. And then at the end of the month when your subscriptions come out, you're like, sugar, where's all my money gone?
Literally.
It's gone on 8-ball pool. What the hell?
Not on my bingo cards was, this idea of One Republic taking on the classic Ozone's Dragostad and Tay in a modern way.
Is it Dragostad or Dragostay?
Dragostad and Tay.
Is it Dragostad? I always thought it was
Don't ask me. No, I just thought it was na-na-na-na-na.
I always thought it was
Dragostadente.
Is it
Dragostad?
I thought it would be Dragostad.
I'll confirm for you in a minute.
Do.
Okay. David Guetta, One Republic, new tune. I don't want to wait. It's Spin. Let's make tonight the
weekend. I don't want it. It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to take you back a few months on the show to when my Google Pixel gave up the ghost and we had a bit of a debate on the show about whether I should go for another Android phone or go back to the trusty iPhone, which I had previously before the Pixel. And the iPhone won out.
Yeah, it did. Of course it did, because people are sick of going on Instagram stories and looking at Android stories. Awful. Michaela Hayes came to me yesterday and she was like, you don't watch my stories, do you? And I was like, no, they're awful quality. I can't even see what's going on.
You guys are like very, very pro iPhone. More, I think, than the average person. Anyway, I went for the iPhone and now I'm sad because I read a story this morning about a new feature that's coming to the Google Pixel I want it. So they're apparently rolling out across just some users' phones at the moment audio emojis.
Oh, okay.
So far, it seems just to be an option while making phone calls. So while you're on a phone call, there's like an emoji button you can press. And then there are 6 different emojis. And when you click on them, they send a sound through the phone to the other person on the other side.
Okay. That's cool.
It's kind of stupid, though.
It's cool.
It's stupid. It's Why would you cool. be like, oh, hold on, that was funny?
No, you know what's cool? Okay, so there's currently 6 that you can try, and it seems like a very limited amount of users getting to access this for now. So you have the laughing emoji, the celebrating emoji, the crying emoji. Fine, I could see why you might be like, you can make all those sounds with your own voice.
Yes.
But there's the drum emoji.
Ah.
Someone makes a good joke.
That's cool.
Bum-tsh.
That's the only thing I'd use it for.
I really have never felt the need to be that entertaining to like my mom on the phone.
Yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure the drum would be not a bum-bum-tsh, but more of a...
It could be that one either.
Yeah.
Also useful, there's the clapping emoji. We use that on the show sometimes. It'd be like hosting your own radio show over the phone.
This thing.
You mean that's not people in a studio somewhere applauding our work?
You've just turned up. And then also, you've got the poo emoji. So if someone says something you don't like, I imagine a little...
Yeah.
I just think that's a lot of fun. I'm really upset that they that we aren't going to get this on the iPhone, but you never know. Everybody's copying everything.
Do you know where I would enjoy it more so rather than a phone call is like in a voice note.
Yeah.
Recording a voice note. I almost like to give you a bit of a backing track to your laughter.
Yes.
If you're like, that was mad. Then literally hit the ha 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 ha.
Oh, that's very good.
I'd have a lot of kind of colour, quote unquote, in your voice notes.
I would be going to town on that. I'd be like, so then I heard this.
And then I was driving past the church. And then a dog started. And then all of a sudden the cat was like.
The only thing I'm thinking of is because obviously emojis were a new thing a couple of years ago, it was probably said the same thing. Why don't you just write down ha-ha? Why
do
you have to use emojis?
So maybe I don't know.
Why would I ever use a cat?
Yeah. There was a Leaving Cert essay a few years ago. I'd seen it because it was making headlines. It was very modern. It was like, you know,
modern.
Yeah.
And it was, or maybe it was one of those Leaving Cert articles where, but the whole article was about emojis and you had to like critically analyse the text or whatever about like how it's helped people express themselves better.
Okay.
And the other way, sometimes like things can get lost in translation over text, but emojis can help to kind of give you an idea of the mood.
The mood.
Rude
yeah,
reading it
definitely.
That way. I'm not mad. I threw in a laughing face.
I hate that. That's what I say. I love using emojis because I'm like, if I'm being a bit mean, I'll throw a little emoji in there. But if I'm texting someone who uses no emojis, I'm like, do you hate me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are handy for that.
Totally.
And just imagine they had a sound added. Ooh, it would be so delicious. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. Morning.
I'm not here tomorrow, so I've taken a little annual leave day and initially I was just going to hang out with my granny and take it very chill, but things have changed now and I'm actually going to be out the door busy tomorrow morning.
Oh, no. On your day off.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I'll be up even earlier than probably I normally am for the show.
What?
Reason being... my sister and her husband are going to a comedian. We're kind of doing a house swap. They're going to a comedian in Dublin tonight and staying in my bed.
No.
So, but I'm going home and minding their kids.
And are you staying in their bed?
I'll probably be staying in their bed.
That's
okay, weird.
Yeah. So a bit of a house swap going on. And I've minded their kids before. Florence is 5. The little fella's just gone 1. And there's no, I never, like, I'm perfectly happy to do it. They're great crack. But I've never been on my own with them for that long in the sense that, like, I've minded them if they were going out for a meal or out with friends
of
or
course,
something
yeah.
and they'd be back rather than them being, like, in a completely different county kind of a thing and having two of them together.
I feel like, I'm so glad I don't know anyone with kids who would trust me enough to mind them.
I know.
It's
and, like,
great.
Honestly, at the weekend, no real issue. It's grand. Should I be back or whatever? The thing about it is, because tomorrow is a weekday, this is what's really freaking me out, is I have to get not one but two children to creche and play school before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
On your
my
own.
God.
On my own.
Oh, Lord.
On my own. I have to, like...
That's a horrible job.
I had to send my brother-in-law, Dave, a message last night. I'll tell you exactly what I texted him in a message last night, just to show you how out of my depth
I am. If I had to buckle a child into a car, my hands would be shaking. I don't know what to do when it comes to kids.
I texted my brother-in-law last night at 9 o'clock. Hey, Dave, can you please take a video explaining how to make Will's bottles properly and tell me what he eats and when across tomorrow evening through Friday, please?
Very good. Very good.
I was like, I haven't got a notion what
to
eat.
Oh,
my God. A one-year-old.
How many
can you give them bread? Not clear.
I think you can give them a little bit of bread. Not the crusty bits, though.
Give them Cocoa Pops.
Choke. Cocoa Pops. I don't know. Maybe if they're real gooey. There's not a huge amount of teeth.
There's parents listening at the minute going, no!
Yeah.
This is bad, Emma.
I know. I have a lot of preparation to do. And my brother-in-law didn't send me back a video. I was like, I want a video showing me exactly what you do. And he just sent me back like a text guide. A scoop for every ounce of water. Sorry?
Well, that's fairly straightforward, is it not?
The ounces are on the bottles, though, aren't they? They'll show you what an ounce is.
Or you could probably weigh it up an ounce. God, if you can't do that, if you can't follow that,
I'm with Emma on that one. That'd be me gone.
But I have to weigh water.
Measure what? Oh, lads, come on. Oh, Emma, you're going to make an absolute meal of this. Oh,
I'm with you, Emma.
God.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Okay, it sounds like I might even have a better chance at this.
FaceTime, Aisling.
Yeah. Aisling, who famously always hangs out with 1 year olds.
How does she know no children? How about in the next few minutes, Dave and I draft up a couple of scenarios that you might incur in the next 24 hours, and we'll see how you get on with them.
That would be very helpful.
That might be good.
I would appreciate that a lot.
And get studying.
This is happening today, you know? There's no time for messing around.
Oh my God, you're in for it.
It's the whole bringing them to school in the morning that's freaking me out the most, to be honest. You're on Spin. Here's new Mimi Webb now.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Busy 24 hours ahead for me. My sister and her husband are heading to Dublin tonight. They're from Waterford to go to a comedian. And we're kind of doing a bit of a house swap. So I am looking after my 5-year-old niece and my 1-year-old nephew all night tonight and tomorrow morning. And the biggest thing that's kind of in my mind that's giving me stress is like this idea of getting them both out the door to creche and play school in the morning. It's kind of like...
Yeah, it's a lot.
Very stressful.
It's more than just like, let's arse around and watch telly in the morning.
And you're going to feel great once it's done.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, well, then you'll be free of them.
I know it sounds pathetic. There's parents doing this with 4 kids every morning. But when you haven't done it, it's scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, so we've been typing up some potential scenarios that might happen for you in the next 24 hours.
Thank you, guys.
Both this evening when you're looking after the kids and tomorrow morning when you're getting them out. We'll see maybe how you get on with the scenarios. It might give you some confidence going into the events of later on.
Have a real think of these scenarios.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Think really what would be the right thing to do.
I'll kick off with one that might happen this evening, okay? You're trying to calm them down for the evening. You stick on a classic Disney film, The Lion King.
Hmm.
It gets a bit into it and you know what's coming. It's Mufasa v Scar. Mufasa ain't coming out of this unscathed. Hmm. Do you A, let them watch Mufasa's heartbreaking demise? That's life, kids. Or B, switch off the internet at the box and pretend the Wi-Fi has dropped and stick on Home of the Year or whatever is on RTE.
I'd say option A.
Let them watch it?
The 1-year-old won't know what's going on. The 5-year-old, she'll be all right.
Wrong.
What?
Wrong, Emma. This is a trick question. Yeah. Screens are very bad for the tiny eyes of a 1-year-old. He now is going to need glasses. You must play clap handies for the whole night.
Oh, no. Sugar, okay, not off to a good start.
Nah, look, you know, that was an easy one, I thought, as well.
To think.
Yeah.
Hit her with one, Dave.
Kids want to play mini golf in the house. What do you do? Option A, say no and go outside. Say B, tell them about the dangers of golf and how they should never, ever, ever play golf.
I'd say B. I
never, ever play golf.
Yeah, I think I don't. It's kind of boring, isn't it?
Wrong. Oh, come on. It was actually secret option C. Let him play. What's the worst that could happen? My babysitter let us play golf in the house, and the worst thing that happened was a little hole in the wall that's still there to this day.
Like good fond memories.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Memories. Okay. Next one, Emma, is tomorrow morning. You leave the house tomorrow morning. Florence, the 5-year-old, is singing the wheels on the bus in the back of the car. Everything's gone well. You pull up at the gates of play school, is it?
Play school, yes.
And Florence cries, Emma! He forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Do you A, say, feck it, it'll be grand, send her in without the lunch?
Yeah.
Or do you B, swing the car back and risk her missing precious playtime in order to get some lunch?
I would say B, girl needs food.
Oh, wow.
Emma, another trick question here. Wrong. Not only have you forgotten the lunch, you've forgotten the 1-year-old Will. Will's alone in the house. Oh, my God, girl, you're in trouble.
Emma.
Guys, you're the worst. You're freaking me out.
Okay, last one. You'll get this one, right? It's as simple as the baby goes missing.
Oh, lads.
What do you do? You tell the truth, come clean, explain the situation calmly, or B, leave the country.
I would leave the country.
You're wrong again.
Emma.
You gotta, it's very, very simple in this scenario. You gotta gaslight the parents until the kid shows up, okay? They never had a second kid. You never heard of a second kid. Whatever they
think. There's no evidence of that.
No evidence of that. No, you don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
Delete the photos.
That goes for most things. You don't know what they're talking about.
Guys, thanks to you both. I'm going to be
feel confident.
You feel better?
I feel so much better. Thank you so much.
It's a great wake up day today. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
It's just 4 minutes after 8 now. How are we?
Good morning. What's happening? Do you know, like, famously, people hate change?
Yeah.
They hate change, even if it's probably good for them.
Yeah.
There is something happening in society at the moment.
Here we go.
And I am sick of it.
Oh, this is big.
It's just happened in the last couple of weeks.
Is it the return scheme for the bottles?
It is the return scheme for the bottles.
Sorry.
But it is actually something that's happening because of the return scheme for the bottles. It is the caps on every bottle being attached to the bottle.
I just noticed that because you brought down a couple of juices from the press upstairs. And I was like, oh, that's a funny cap. I can't get that off. Do you think that's because the return scheme?
It's for the return scheme.
Is it?
Yes, it is. That's the whole point of it.
I never copped that.
It's on every... So bottle...
That's what this is,
it, look at it.
On the Volvic bottle, it's the same.
There you go. It's on every bottle of milk. It's on every carton of milk. It's on every bottle of Coke. It's on every bottle of 7-Up. Everything. What? Everything.
Honestly, why didn't they always do that? It's handier to just keep
it's
the lid
not.
On.
Not. I hate it. Really? I want to take the cap off. I hate it so much.
Isn't that crazy that all the factories probably had to build a new machine that would make the cap stay on?
I wonder, actually. Yeah, that's a good point.
I actually think that these big, massive life changes, such as the bottle return scheme, just come up out of nowhere and change your life. Like, I really am not into it. I used to always recycle my bottles. I was never the issue.
But now you get money back for either. You're not
you
getting
get money back.
No,
I've been making a fortune off the bottle return scheme because every time Dave has a bottle, he goes, do you want that?
Yeah.
And he gives it to me. I'm just carrying around a bag full of Dave's bottles pretty much all
the
time.
I'm not bothered. I'm like, I can't. And I know it's a great thing. It is unreal. Like, to actually be able to go and like get some money back or whatever. It's obviously a deposit.
Yeah, if you haven't paid for it already.
And the people who aren't doing it are just lazy, right? Absolutely lazy. I hold my hand up. I'm the laziest person that I know. So I'm just not bothered. I'd rather give it to someone. You take that 15 cents.
I will. Yeah, listen, load them up.
Something nice.
Yeah, you know our address, Marconi House, Diggs Lane. I'll take your bottles. No problem.
You know what
people.
I saw the other day was people outside of a bin truck taking, and the people working on the bin truck taking the bottles out. And I was like, well, fair play to you.
Oh my God.
It's genius. If someone else isn't going to do it, do you know what I mean? You may as well take it.
Yeah, the only annoying thing is having to stand there and feed them in one by one.
Is it very slow?
Very slow.
You'd rather just dump them all in and then do the
like a change machine or something.
By weight or whatever.
Oh yeah,
you know?
No, it's like one by one.
Yeah, not good.
We're Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin, and we are playing the golden ticket next.
Three, two, one. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Hearing that song live now would be different.
I was just about to say.
It would hit different. You'd be like, I love this song.
Friday Night Electric Picnic, he'll probably end with this and everyone will go out smiling from ear to ear.
100%.
You can almost see it happen. So on the golden ticket, in case you don't know, we have, I think, the best prize of all.
Yes.
It is amazing. 3 festivals, 2 pairs of tickets to each. Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. We want to send you to them all this
summer.
And they're
camping as well, Sea Sessions and Electric Picnic. You cannot camp at Longitude. I've asked,
but
and
if
they
you
refuse.
Could, by God, we'd have a free.
Oh, we would.
I bet that.
Honestly, the amount of people you could see across the summer because of these 3 festival passes, ranging from Sea Sessions, Jazzy Keane to Crow and Soleil, to Longitude's Doja Cat, Belter's only Joel Corey.
You can see about 70% of the Spin playlist, across these 3 festivals.
Yeah, Kylie Minogue at Electric Picnic, that's going to be whopper. Calvin Harris, Noah Kahan, as we mentioned. It's an incredible prize and we're hoping to give it away this morning to Katie. How are you?
I am so nervous.
You're so nervous.
No, no.
Yeah.
Shake that off, gal.
What would you be nervous about, Katie?
I want to win.
Oh, you want to win.
That is fair. The stakes are pretty high. Are you a big festival head?
I like festivals, yeah. I haven't been to many now, but this is my first year going to Electric Picnic.
Oh,
so
very nice.
Free tickets would be great.
Do you have tickets already?
I have. So I have friends who are also looking for tickets. So
amazing.
Oh, so you're actually being the sound friend coming on to do this, to try and get the gang together for
you. I love that. Okay, unreal. Yeah.
And you know, if you did win, you could maybe sell the ones to your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, you should be getting the free tickets.
Make a few bob, is right, Katie.
That's the job.
Yeah. That's it. What's the plan for the day?
I'm off to work.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
A teacher, primary school or secondary school?
Primary school.
All the primary school.
You have another bit to go, so.
I'm going to ask Katie, what's your favourite subject to teach in primary school?
At the minute, I'm actually in special education, so I'm not actually a class teacher, but I love doing all the fine motor skills stuff. So
amazing.
Brilliant.
That sounds great. Yeah. All right, well, let's see if we can get you to all the rest of these summer festivals, even though you're already going to Electric Picnic. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have. Yeah.
How many seconds go on the clock, Katie?
25.
And how many songs do you have to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You'll win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Katie?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
I'm from Blanchetown.
Katie from Blanchetown, the best of luck. 25 seconds is on the
Thanks,
clock.
Will.
And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
All right. Let's swap it out.
All right, you've swapped out Harry Styles as it was. Girl, tell me
that.
Yeah,
I knew it was Harry Styles, but I just couldn't think of it.
That's fair enough. Look, that's what the swap is there
for.
Yeah,
it happens, Katie. Don't worry about it.
We're back up to 25 seconds, a brand new game, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You're my little boot thing,
so I'll give a hoop what you do, say, girl. Boot thing. You a little too tame. Shooting that shot like 2K,
girl. I know, tell him I'm next. What's his name? Go on, guess.
Oh, I can't think.
Rhymes with long muscles.
No, I don't have it.
Katie.
You know what? It's kind of a tricky artist to get because it's just such a generic sounding name.
And he has only one song.
Yeah.
It sounds like your next door neighbour.
Yeah, so it was Lil Booth Thang by Paul Russell.
Was
Paul Russell.
I'm raging about the Harry Styles one. I would have got that, but I think you would have got it eventually.
Do you know what? That's just the way the game goes sometimes. Yeah. It either works for you or it doesn't.
It's just a bit of panic, unfortunately, Katie. But look, you never know. You could get back on and take these golden tickets away from us.
Yeah. I was so confident. I was like, I've been playing at the past 2 weeks. I was like, I'm going to get this. But now when you're on the spot, it's much
it's
harder.
Very difficult.
I know.
It's
so you're busy. You're trying to get to work. There's a lot going on.
And also, bearing in mind that regardless of all of that, you're still going to be boogieing to Kylie and Stradbally.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Tell your friends to get on themselves if they want to go.
Yeah, dead right, Katie.
They'll have to buy them themselves.
No, tell them to register and come on and play here.
Yeah, I will do.
All right, Pet. Talk to you later. Lovely to chat to you.
See you, Katie.
Bye.
Bye. We will attempt it again tomorrow, lads.
Yeah, it's been swings and roundabouts this week. We had a song 5 yesterday and then a song bloody 1
I think
today.
Maybe producer Callum freaked out yesterday because, you know what I mean, that song 1 is tough, I think.
I don't know about Harry Styles. Harry Styles is easy, but I do think Paul Russell, he needs to do a bit more.
I would have guessed Paul Russell before I guessed the Harry Styles song.
Really?
I knew it would have been Harry, but I don't know if I would have got As It Was.
As It Was, your mad thing. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere for so long.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's the thing. It's different for everyone.
It's different for everyone.
Golden.
Keep me alone.
You're shy. Golden in a WhatsApp right now. Do you want to go to all these festivals? Does your cousin or friend or best mate in work want to go to all these festivals? Come on, take it on. Be brave. If you always listen to this and you've never sent that message, it could honestly change your whole summer plans. Golden in a WhatsApp, 087 711 103. Do that right now.
Good morning.
I have a question for both of you. Do you use your dishwasher?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do you use your dishwasher?
For washing dishes.
I love how you don't even understand the question.
I don't get it. Of course I do. What do you think? I wash the dishes myself.
You know, when I moved into my house in 2019, the girls that I moved in with didn't use the dishwasher, who'd been living in the house for like a year beforehand.
Some people don't.
And I was
crazy.
Like, living there a week, and Joe, when you're trying to settle in and just like not cause issues.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say I got to day 6 and went, okay, sorry, why is no one using the dishwasher? I don't understand. And they're like, sure, like, there's only 3 of us. We just wash up after ourselves. I was like, sorry, that's not the vibe.
I could not survive without the dishwasher. Mm. I think it's one of the most vital pieces of modern infrastructure. But my brother shocked me recently because he was telling me about his girlfriend's family. They have a dishwasher at home, but it has never been used.
What?
Or rather, it has never been used to clean dishes.
Right.
They have a very particular use for their dishwasher, and it's not to clean dishes, because their dishwasher acts as their sweet drawer.
What?
They keep all their crisps, chocolate and sweets in the dishwasher.
No.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand.
I think, so they're actually from the Philippines, the family, but they've been living in Ireland for like, I don't know, probably 15 years. And I just don't think it's like custom to use a dishwasher from where they're from.
Oh my
and
God.
And so they have never seen the need for the dishwasher. And at one stage, they obviously ran out of storage space and they just started lobbing the sweets.
So what is it in the dishwasher? Do you have like crunchies in the cutlery drawer?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you want like the twirls and the twisters or the flakes or whatever.
The little cutlery tray.
It's such a fun way to like compartmentalize your, I can't say that, your sweets.
Yeah,
you know,
brilliant.
Like literally just pull out where you'd normally have the upper rail and it's just like your popcorn, your Tato.
Oh my God, such take the dishwasher display out and put drawers in.
I know, but that's probably so much effort. They're just like, they can slot their crisps into the plate.
That's amazing. Like a vending machine.
Yeah, isn't that kind of great?
That's mad.
I was thinking of other uses for the dishwasher if you don't want to use the dishwasher, and I feel like it would be an excellent place to display your CDs and DVDs. Yeah.
Oh my God, all your vinyl down
what
the bottom.
Would you like to watch?
Full on like Extravision.
That would be fantastic.
That's so funny.
So ever since he told me this, I've been like, surely I could be utilising my space better, just like that family. And I've been looking around at different places in the home where you could store things.
Yeah.
And some of these are kind of silly, but some of them I think, you know, maybe somebody might try.
Okay.
The microwave.
Yes.
I do find that lunchboxes are quite awkward to store. Yeah.
They are actually.
And lunchboxes are microwavable friendly for the most part.
Oh.
So if by accident the microwave got flicked on and it was full of lunchboxes, sure, that'd be no problem at all.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I recommend storing your lunchboxes in the microwave. The kettle could be a handy place to store condiments, tall condiments such as the ketchup bottle and the sweet chili sauce.
I would recommend you don't do that listening, but okay.
I never open up the kettle. I fill up the kettle through this
through
spout
the
water comes out.
Look, I don't even know would they be affected. Warmed up on the inside, who knows? A vase could nicely hold a roll of kitchen roll.
Now, a vase is good, especially if it's not a clear vase.
Yeah, no, it couldn't be a clear vase.
You could fit a hell of a lot of stuff in a vase.
Because like, if you have spare rolls of kitchen roll, they just take up a lot of room.
Yeah.
Love it in the vase when you know flowers in it.
Yeah.
For the most part, the vase does very be good. Empty.
Yeah. I know someone whose freezer broke and they just cleaned it all out and now it just sits there as a holding container for like large 2 litre bottles of bits and bobs
really?
Lying around and
but
their drinks.
Cold.
It's not cold. No, it doesn't work. As in it's sitting there. It doesn't work, but it literally holds storage.
That's brilliant.
That's so funny.
I think the dryer would be an excellent place to hold your dirty clothes because you're always going to have to take them out of the dryer to put them in the washing machine.
Yes.
Yeah. And then back into the dryer to be
dried. So everyone should get a little dryer basket.
Dryer basket.
Now,
yeah.
Holly was just on. This is a bit mental now. Holly, what are you at? We put our bread in the microwave because it keeps it off the counter and keeps it fresh. We don't use it much. My mother-in-law uses her dishwasher to proof her bread overnight in it.
What?
That is mad.
People be doing crazy things in their kitchen. I think the bath would be a handy place to store a ladder or a rolled up rug.
True.
Yeah,
that's,
very
yeah.
good.
And
yes.
What better place to store your football than the washing machine?
Yeah, beautiful.
The perfect shape.
Oh, very, very nice.
Plus just some ideas for you guys.
Yeah.
We could all take some inspo from my brother's
You need to buddy
family.
Up more with your brother's girlfriend's because I want to see the dishwasher.
Yeah,
please.
I do as well.
Yeah, I might get a photo.
Please do.
Yeah, I think that could go big on Twitter.
I think it could too, actually. Give me your next big TikTok.
Oh my God.
There you go, you're going to go viral again.
Yes. It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It is time for the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling and the women of Dublin. There's a gang of us now, isn't there?
Oh, there is.
Oh,
you've
got a group chat, have you?
Oh, we have, yeah. We test Dave on all things girly, feminine. We are mystical, wonderful creatures, gals, aren't we? And there's a lot that the fellas just don't be knowing about us at all.
This game has been going for about a year and a half and we still have...
You haven't even repeated a question
bank.
Yet.
We still have a bank of questions.
It's unbelievable.
These men don't know what we go through.
They haven't a brief.
I remember me and producer Callum once did the Mandy quiz for Aisling and we spent an hour trying to come up with 3 questions. Mm. It was ridiculous.
And I'm pretty sure I won as well.
No, you didn't know what a lug nut was.
Yeah, but I use my lifelines. Dave, of course, does have 2 lifelines. He has to get all 3 questions right in order to win the week. One is a simplified, like a 50-50 option, and the other is our phone a female. Kim is standing by as our phone a female. this morning.
She is indeed.
Who will certainly be needed.
Not just to say as well, the nature of this quiz with Dave on a weekly basis is we're chatting all things ladies, and that can go anywhere from periods to anatomy.
Boobs.
Boobs. It's fine, bosses, if you say it with a little bit of a to it.
Exactly. That's when you're allowed to say whatever you want. Babes. Nipples. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, you know what we're saying. We're actually doing it already. Yeah. So if you want to keep your hand hovering over the volume dial there, just in case.
There's little ears in the car with you this morning. For now, though, we will crack on. It was a shocking week on the girly quiz for Dave last week. Now, it was the worst show ever, so we deliberately hit him with impossibly difficult questions, and his legs are still kind of cold after that
whacking. They're still quite painful, yeah. Right, here we go.
All right, Dave, question number one on the girly quiz this week. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank
not.
You. No, you don't.
Never. Dave, what's a clutch?
Yes. Clutch is beside the accelerator and the brake. boom, 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 boom.
Very good. Women's cars.
A clutch is a little bag that goes with you.
It's not a little bag. It's not
a little bag. No, it's not a Lidl bag or an Aldi bag. It's a tiny little, almost like a handbag, but it's very small and it holds things like your lipstick and your, I suppose, money and keys or something.
So what makes a difference to a
because you're clutching it. You have it in your hand. It's a small bag. Yeah. And they also are really expensive. And as Michael McIntyre once said, I'm pretty sure you could hire someone for 500 quid to walk behind you and carry your lipstick and your keys and your purse and
things
like that. Interesting.
You can buy clutches in pennies, but...
Oh, can you? Okay. Well, there you go. A small bag.
That you clutch. He was right.
Yes.
No messing with that. Well done, Dave.
Look at that.
I would say the crucial thing about a clutch is that it has no strap.
Oh, okay.
Hence why you're holding the actual bag.
Yes. That sounds like a nightmare to be walking around the whole night.
It is actually a dose.
It's a massive pain in the back.
I haven't worn a clutch since my dad's, I think.
Just get a strap.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I'm all for the straps myself.
Stupid.
I like a strap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Straps for life.
I actually prefer, my favourite type of bag is a double strap. Like, I love a backpack.
Oh, me too.
I love a backpack. Honestly,
if you could wear a backpack to your Debs, that would be the job.
Or to the Radio Awards, or the one kind of glamorous thing
to a wedding.
To a year. Yeah.
Happy days.
I would
get a bum bag.
I'd walk around with a fanny pack.
Great one. Yeah. Fanny pack.
I would happily walk away with a North Face backpack if I could.
Transport.
Totally.
All right.
Let's go.
Question number two on the girly quiz, Dave. Both lifelines remaining intact.
Let's go.
What are bunny lines?
Bunny lines.
Bunny lines.
Do you want to know the first thing that came to my head?
Always. That your stream of consciousness is what makes this girly quiz worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly. If you didn't tell us the first thing that came to your head, this wouldn't be a success.
First thing that came to my head is, you know, when a woman takes her bra off and she has the indents on the back, on her back, from the bra.
From the straps.
If your noggins are very big and your bra strap is too tight,
you'd see the lines. Yes, and I think maybe they'd be bunny lines. However, I'm not going to go with that.
What would make them bunny-esque?
I don't know, but
you're thinking of lines.
I feel like yous have weird names for loads of different things, do you know what I mean? And bunny lines could be just something you call the indents on your back when you wear a bra. I don't know.
Okay, all right, fair enough, I understand that.
I'm going to call in the troops, if that's okay. I'm going to go with Kim. Please tell me Kim is there. How are you, Kim?
Morning, Kim.
Morning.
All right, Kim, I got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm sure I don't need it because you're going to tell me immediately what bunny straps are.
No. Bunny lines.
Bunny lines.
I hope I'm right, but I think it's when you scrunch your nose and at the top of your nose you get all them little lines.
Oh, that's adorable. Like little
Dave's doing it right
little
now.
Little creases.
Yeah, he looks like a little bunny.
I think they're your bunny lines.
Like whiskers.
Like whiskers, like little scrunches.
Right, okay.
He's got loads of little scrunches. I can see them, yeah.
Right, okay.
He's lovely. Really lovely.
All he's missing is the little rabbit buck teeth and you're adorable.
Okay, that's what I think they are then, when you scrunch your nose and there's like lines and stuff like that.
I hope I'm right for you.
Absolutely correct.
Oh, thank God.
Well done.
Well done, Kim.
Kim, fair play to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Dimples and bunny lines are adorable.
Very cute.
Thank you so much, love. Have a lovely day.
See you, Kim.
Bye.
Yeah, you notice a lot if you're a girl who would do Botox or anything. Right. Sometimes they offer you a little bit around the bunny lines. Hey, should you like it?
Where are they? They're at the top of your nose or
there?
Between your eyes and your nose. I've actually never heard of them.
Either have I.
Emma came up with that question.
Have you heard of it before? Obviously, it's a thing because Kim knew what it was.
Yeah, of course.
That's unreal. Okay, yeah. That's very, very cute.
They are cute. All right, question number three, Dave.
Two for two,
doing really, really well. He's getting too good at this play.
I know, it's kind of getting annoying, isn't it?
It's frustrating.
I've down to a fine art now at this stage.
Yeah, we'll see how you get on with this. Dave, name one negative side effect of the copper coil.
The what?
The copper coil.
The copper coil. One negative side effect.
Do you know the copper coil? Do you know what the copper coil is?
I think it's a contraceptive because of the coil. I've never heard it being called the copper coil before. A negative side effect. I don't know. Like, sore, I'd imagine, going in. But that's not really a side effect.
I'm more so saying when it's been implanted and, you know, that kind of pain from it being inserted is over.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say that you're probably more hormonal because I don't know why, but you might be. You might gain weight and you might get bigger boobs. So if I was to go with one of them, I would say...
Sorry, why do you think it would make you gain weight and why do you think it would make you have bigger boobs?
I feel like for some reason, contraceptives make women's body changes in a weird way. Like, whether you could be losing weight, you could be getting bigger boobs, or you could be getting, you know, different places get bigger. I don't know.
Which one's giving you the bigger boobs? Someone let me know. What's the one?
Yeah, which one, Dave?
Yeah. Which one?
Why are you keeping this secret?
There's only one I know. One contraceptive I know, and that's from you two telling me what it was on a girly quiz, and that's Yasmin. So maybe try Yasmin.
You do have a Simplify, Dave, if you want to do your 50-50, or if you want to just go for it.
No, I feel like your Simplifiers are crap, and it's basically just giving me the answer.
All right, well, that's kind of harsh, but
it's
going
to mean.
Well, no, it's going to be like, oh, will they be more hormonal, or will they be able to jump really high?
Why don't you just try it, considering it's there for you to use?
Right, watch this. Watch, you listening, watch this. Simplify it. What are them options?
Name one side effect of the copper coil. Is it option A, longer and heavier menstrual periods?
Okay.
Or option B, metal poisoning?
Do you see what I mean?
But like,
do you see what I mean?
What do you mean?
That's not a 50-50.
Why?
Because it's not.
Do you think they're both possible options?
No, they're not possible options. The second one is not a possible option.
How do you know? Coil inserted into your body. You absolutely could have that issue.
I'm going to go with A. Final answer.
A being?
Longer menstrual cycles.
And heavier periods.
And heavier periods.
Heavier pain, etc.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah.
Cool. Told you. Just giving me the answer. Giving it.
Yeah, well, you needed it because you would have been wrong. It doesn't give you bigger boobs.
Does it not?
No, and it doesn't give you whatever else hormonal. Yeah. It's not hormonal.
Okay.
You're thinking of the pill.
Right.
The copper coil has no hormones whatsoever.
So I helped you out with my stupid bitch.
Yeah. All right.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Whoever told you that the pill made their boobs bigger is lying, but
I'm pretty sure that happens.
I think I've seen it to some girls.
There you go.
Those bitches.
Dave has just won the week. He did really well.
I did.
You did. Three
I did.
Out of three.
Great job.
He utilised two lifelines really, really well. And I only got a chance, obviously, after to hear what was coming in on WhatsApp. But I just love this from Mark, right? Through every question Dave was dealing with, Mark was sending motivational messages for Dave, okay? So here's the first one.
Come on, Dave. You got this. All day. All day.
All day.
All day. What does that mean?
Okay, what's all day?
Oh, it's the manly quiz now, is it? All day. What does all day mean?
Yeah, come on.
All day means it's like when you win something or when like something is just so simple you could do it all day.
But what's it from?
I think it's from something. It's just a thing people say.
Oh, okay.
All day.
All day. So I think it's mainly from New Girl from Schmidt. All day.
This is on question two.
All day. All day. All day.
I need this while the girly quiz is happening. I don't need it after.
Then this is on question three.
Come on, Davey. Let's get queasy.
Thank you very much.
Dave needs a new lifeline called Moral Support, where we play him a voice note from a supportive listener.
That's an excellent
You could do
show.
It, Dave.
All day.
All day.
Let's go. Wicca, wicca. We got what we needed.
Morning, 2 minutes after nine. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. What's
Good
the story?
Morning.
Hello.
Oh, let's come off tomorrow. It's nice.
Oh, will you shut up?
Becca. Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Becca, anyway.
So annoying.
You know what I did last night, actually, with Emer? My housemate, we watched a movie. And I don't remember the last time I actually sat down and watched a movie. I'm such a series gal these days.
I love watching movies with my housemates. It's just a nice thing to do. Like, we went through a phase where we just watched all the Cars movies. And I'm trying to get them into watching all the Ice Age movies.
You watched all the Cars movies?
Yeah. And we watched all the spin-offs as well with Mater.
All the movie buffs are like, wow, Dave's really into his... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's Cars.
All right, so you watched a movie.
We watched a movie and we were looking for something New York themed because we were really looking forward to the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And what I found interesting was the movie that we watched, the name won't come to me now, but I will Google it for you, featured Timothée Chalamet.
Okay.
Oh, it was 2019 it was released, and also Selena Gomez, right? And in the movie, they have kind of a romantic situation that develops. But...
It was called A Rainy Day in New York.
A Rainy Day in New York. Thank you, Dave. Overall, I would give that movie a solid 4 out of 10.
I have never heard of this in my entire life.
There's a reason you didn't.
Right.
When I saw Selena pop up in the movie with Timothée Chalamet, I was like, things are starting to make a bit of sense now. Context. Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner are together.
Yes.
Have been for a year. There was pregnancy rumours about Kylie for a while. That seems to be completely untrue when it comes to Timothy.
Right.
They seem to be fairly settled though and together.
Yeah.
Let's bring you back to, was it the Oscars?
Oh yeah, there was some whispering or something.
There was a bit of messing going on where Selena Gomez was going over to talk to Timothée Chalamet. And again, this is all like kind of speculative.
Hearsay, yeah.
Yeah.
When Selena went over to Taylor... A lip reader kind of made out that she said, Kylie said no.
Yeah.
Almost as if Kylie Jenner had said no to some kind of a photo opportunity with Selena and Timothy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, that's ridiculous, blah, blah, blah.
But it also could have been like, Kylie said no to the extra, like, Bernays sauce on the steak.
Yeah.
Like, you've no idea.
Well, I can't remember exactly what they made out from the lip read, do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But then... on the back of the movie last night, I was like, oh, maybe this is what she's jealous of.
Yeah.
Because in that movie, they're a pretty hot couple.
Are they smooching and all?
A bit of smooching, yeah.
I am going to go out and say that I think Selena Gomez isn't a very good actress.
I have heard the exact
same
thing.
I would agree with you.
Was she any good in it?
She was actually quite good in this.
Was she?
I don't know what it was. She was just more authentic or something.
Maybe because she really is in love with him.
Maybe.
I'd like to go out and say I don't think Timothée Chalamet is a great actor.
Ooh, yeah.
Look, overall, it was a terrible
overrated.
Movie. Don't watch the movie. The only reason that I watched
no one has heard
it.
Did you find it on Hallmark or something? Yeah. Where did you find it?
I literally Googled movies based in New York.
Oh,
and went, Timothée Chalamet, Selena Gomez.
Watch
cool.
Home Alone 2.
It was shite. You're on spin.
Yesterday was the 1st of May. We talked about it quite extensively. We were very excited that it was the 1st of May.
Yeah, May Day.
The sun was splitting the stones yesterday and there was nothing to do all afternoon but head out and get a 99.
Of course.
Literally nothing else to be doing.
I got an absolute unit of a 99 yesterday in Sandy Mount.
I saw it in your story.
Oh, it was huge. It was the perfect balance of creamy to icy.
Did you go to your usual spot?
I went to my usual spot, which is the... Oh, excuse me. I just swallowed there. It is the Mace in Sandy Mount near my granny lives. Oh my God, it was bloody gorgeous. It was huge. As I'm sitting there at 99 in hand, I have a bit of a brainwave. And I think to myself, why do I have to trek to Sandymount every time I want a 99?
Even though you live in town and could literally get a 99 anywhere.
Or you're going to get see her granny as well.
Yeah, well, true.
Why do I have to go all the way to Sandymount? And then I feel like I have to see my granny.
Well, I think to myself,
I know what you're saying.
Better my life would be if I owned a 99 machine.
Ah. Aisling famously is the person who starts 99 season in like the middle of February or something ridiculous like that.
I've been having them for months.
The first shop that's willing to sell one to she's there with bells on.
And that's the problem, is I kind of have to wait until the shops feel it's the right time. Yes. Whereas if I owned my own machine, I could have it year round.
Because especially, I suppose, from the shop's point of view, because I used to work in a corner shop when I was a teenager, and the 99, like, you have to fill them up so much that if people aren't using them, it's a complete waste of...
It's not in vogue.
I've never, ever in my life pulled a 99. The only thing I ever come close to it was there used to be a Pizza Hut on Suffolk Street, and I was a kid.
I remember that Pizza Hut,
as a kid, you could pour your own.
Yeah,
they give
someday.
You a cone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh. You can pull your own 99s in neon on Camden Street as well.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite a task.
You would have really liked me if you came into me when I worked in the corner shop, lads. I used to make satellites.
Did you? Yeah,
like literally.
Legend.
To the moon.
They were massive.
Class.
So anyway, I'm sitting there, I'm licking away on the 99 and I'm on Done Deal looking up ice cream machines. And there's actually a fair few of them up there. This one lad, John, in Cork City was selling his for €1.
Okay.
Now, I think he only put it as €1 to like boost it to the top
of
the list.
Yeah.
But I did send him a message and said, is this actually going for €1?
Did you seriously message John in Cork about his 99 machine?
John didn't reply to that message.
No, of course not.
But I sent another message to a lad in Westmeath who was selling a 99 machine for a slightly more costly €3,500.
Oh.
Yeah. It was
probably a legitimate price though.
Yeah, he described it as the 191 Carpigiani in perfect working order. Very good machine, well
looked after. The Carpigiani?
The Carpigiani.
Not the Carpigiani.
And the 191 as well. I've only been looking at the 190s.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pity it's not the 199.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, again, €3,500, quite expensive. Who has €3,500?
Not me.
Not me. But potentially... this company. Spin 103.
We bring them enough money.
Yeah. And often we're thinking about what kind of merch we could give away on the show. And I thought, what better merch than Spin branded 99?
You know? Ashling.
That's so smart.
I sent a message to Westmeath, man. And I said, is the price negotiable? And he replied and simply said, yes.
Oh, wow.
So before I go back and negotiate the price with him, I wanted to check in and maybe have a chat with our marketing exec, Lucy, and see if she could guide me on a price.
So did you talk to Lucy?
Lucy's quite a queen.
No, like when I say that this is all kind of just happening in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
right,
I haven't really put a lot of groundwork
in. Will we give Lucy a buzz? Hold on.
The only thing I'm worried about with Lucy is a lot of the marketing budget I know is going to go on Longitude this year again.
We can mention
that's only around the corner.
That's our number there. We'll mention Longitude or something.
If there's a way we could piggyback off the Longitude budget for the 99 machine, that would be brilliant.
I think once you mention Longitude to Lucy, she just instantly gets in a better mood. She loves
Longitude.
See you now, right? So what are you looking for? €3,500?
How awkward if she doesn't answer.
That would be terrible radio, yeah. But Lucy is a queen. See you now.
Hi.
Hey, Lucy.
Morning, Lucy. It's Emma David Ashling from Spin. How are you?
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Lucy. Quick one. You're in charge of the budgets and everything like that. We want to buy a 99 machine on behalf of Spin and sell 99s. We're planning on making big profits.
Yeah.
How much of the marketing budget can you give us now to purchase a 99 machine?
There's one looking at us online, Lucy. We want to go for it.
Dig deep, Lucy. Come on.
How much is it?
It's €3,500.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
He said he's open to negotiation.
In 20 minutes. Okay. I'll be in 20 minutes and I'll come straight down.
Okay,
thanks, brilliant.
Thanks,
all right, no, we will follow up on that with you.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Okay.
We'll get it branded. It'll be cool.
Yeah, we could give out 99s at Longitude.
That's a good show, guys.
Lucy loves Longitude.
Lucy loves Longitude.
Let me see if there's wiggle room in the budget and we'll get that 99 machine.
Yes! Thanks, Lucy. Thanks, Lucy.
Check the budget first. I need to check the budget first. No problem.
Yeah, you basically said yes.
You basically said yes.
Legend. Woo!
Cheers, Lucy. Bye.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
I think you're getting a 99 machine, Ash.
I'm going to be on to you, Lucy. Watch this space. Spin 99's coming to Dublin.
Very exciting.
Soon.
Harry Styles, as it was on Spin. That was actually song one in the Golden Ticket this morning, and it caught our player.
Too tough. So tough.
What? Do you know it now, Dave?
I know it now. It's the first time I've ever heard it.
Dave said, I don't think I would have got that.
I don't think I would have. I think it was genuinely quite difficult.
Okay. You die on that cross.
It's subjective. That's the whole thing about the Golden Ticket. Is some songs are known, some aren't.
Question for you, and I'd say Dave was mad to do this. Mad!
Oh, go on.
There's a monster in my room. Can I sleep in your bed?
I wouldn't have slept in my bed, but I used to ask my mum to come in and turn me. So I used to fall asleep facing the cupboard, but the cupboard had monsters in it, so she had to turn me towards the wall if I was asleep. If I woke up and I was looking towards the cupboard, I'd be very annoyed. I'd be like, mum, you didn't turn me.
Your poor mother.
Yeah, I used to go to bed at like 8 a.m. or 8 p.m.
And what, she's supposed to watch it all night in case you turned?
No, she'd just come in at like 9 when she was going to bed or whatever and just turn me over.
Oh, that's good.
What if you slept overnight? Or what if you woke up overnight?
Turned overnight.
Oh yeah, no, bad news.
That's on you.
Bad news.
Ronnie was getting it the next morning.
Yeah. How dare you not turn me?
How dare you not wake up on the hour, every hour, to make sure I'm turned the right way?
Exactly.
Listen, parents of young kids have to deal with a lot. This kind of reports of monsters in the bedroom and things like this. And this happened in the case of this story that's gone viral. The mom's name is Ashley. And you can imagine the child was going on and on. Mom, there's monsters in my room. Mm. There's noise in my room and everything at night. So she said, all right, you know what? The kid's gone on about it so much. She said, let's set up one of those thermal cameras, you know, that picks up like heat and energy in a room to kind of maybe try and make the kid feel better about herself. Look, darling, there's nothing here.
Nothing makes a kid feel better than thermal night cameras.
I know. But it lit up. It shot up the thermal night camera.
Oh, God. Ooh. See, I knew this was going to be
Mom's
creepy.
Mom's thinking there is a monster in the cupboard.
So when there was this kind of, what would you say, hints that there is something living behind the wall, got a bit creepy. Her and her husband, brick by brick, started knocking down the wall. And what they didn't know was right behind the wall, and what this little kid had been dealing with every night, was a swarm of 50,000 bees.
No!
Who lived in her bedroom.
Ah! That's awful.
The beekeepers brought in. On day one, they removed 20,000 bees.
My God.
And 45 kg of honeycomb from the wall. This poor little child who for ages was probably getting like nothing. They were like, you're grand, pet. You're fine. Don't worry about
it. Hear it.
There is a massive crew of bees in the wall.
That's so kind of cool.
It is.
45 kg of honey. That's not honey.
You'd be sorted with that for a long time.
You would.
That's insane. But I love bees. Like, I actually love bees.
Bees are cool.
Bees are so cool.
I don't want them anywhere near me, though.
I don't want them, living in my walls. But yeah. I'm like, I just think that's...
I was walking down the street the other day and my hand felt a bit ticklish. And I was aware of it for a while and I was like, I don't know why I didn't. So I was looking at my phone in my hand or something or doing something. Whatever, then I looked down to sort it out. There was just a full-on bee. Just like kind of
as you were walking,
I was like,
"Wow,
ew, get off me, please!"
Ew. When you successfully get one off you that has been on you, you're like, "Whoa, I'm so brave,
so brave!" And I didn't even get stung.
Yeah.
Just on this whole kind of bee thing in the house. This is honestly horror show stuff. Finally, someone kind of commented on this story, saying this happened to my friend. Except while she was out to dinner with her husband, the ceiling collapsed above their bed and showered their bed in bees.
No. Oh my God.
You're grand. Thank you very much. And now all this week on our show, we've tickets to give you not to Olivia Rodrigo, but instead to the Leinster Rugby versus Northampton Saints, the sold out Investec Champions Cup semi-final clash happening at Croke Park this Saturday.
And the sold out Croke Park is an atmosphere that is just awesome.
Do you know what?
Wonderful.
More people than even at Olivia. Tickets are for.
Absolutely.
This is a sellout at Croke Park, which is unreal.
The two giants of European rugby will do battle to progress. The final is going to take place in London. We got a pair of tickets to the semi-final Croke Park this weekend.
Bit of Ruggers on the banker.
Bit of Leinster.
And another chance, of course, to win tomorrow. For now, though, Darren, how are you?
I'm good. How are things?
Good. You'd like to get yourself to the rugby on Saturday, Darren, would you?
I did, yes.
You'd like to? Okay, good man. Who would you bring with you?
Probably herself.
Nice. Are you a big Leinster fan?
I would be. Yes.
Very good. Where are you from, Darren?
Well, I'm from Lompard, but I'm living in Dublin.
Ah, I was going to say, you don't sound like a dub, but still Leinster, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, she is.
She is, okay.
Very good. You'd be looking forward to seeing it, hopefully, at Croke Park. It'll be cool. What do you do, Darren?
I work in the buildings.
You work in the buildings?
In the buildings.
That's very, very...
Okay.
That's given us no clues at all.
The buildings.
is it a hospital building, a church building, a school building, a builder?
No, we're actually blocking a wall here now.
Good man. Is it lashing rain on you?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
It's on the way, I think.
Oh, great.
It's gone the way up.
Fill him with confidence there.
Nice, positive vibes.
Right, we're going to stick that 60 seconds on the clock, Darren. You've got to get 5 answers correct. The little extra catches to put your brain to a bit of work is that the first letter of each answer is going to spell out a word. At the end, if you can tell us that word, you win the tickets. Are we good?
There's
don't
a
worry.
Load of
we'll
time
help you out
this,
where
Darren.
We can, Darren.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Question number one. Edinburgh and Glasgow are in which country, Darren?
Scotland.
Yeah. The stadium that the match you're going to see on the weekend is in what park?
Crow Park.
There you go.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny is what type of animal?
A rabbit.
Yes.
What is the opposite of auntie?
Uncle.
There yeah. And the lead singer of Coldplay is Chris...
Who?
Oh.
Any idea? Begins with M. Oh. It begins with M.
The Tarnisher is Micheál who?
Martin.
Well done!
Oh, you did it. Well done, Aisling.
Oh,
so Scotland, croak, rabbit, uncle and Martin. The first letter of all those words, what do they spell?
M.
Scotland, croak, rabbit, uncle. S-C-R-U-M.
Oh, Scrum, sorry.
With 20 seconds left on the
sorry.
Clock. No, don't apologise.
Listen, Darren, there's a lot going on here.
There is.
It's one of the hardest games
I've
ever played.
And I have two lads here beside me looking at me.
Well, Darren, you can tell them two lads looking beside you that you're going to the match on the weekend. Congratulations.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Enjoy the rest of your day, Darren, and thanks
Thank
for listening
you.
To us. Where's the
thanks
site you're
so
work- Where's the site you're working on?
In Ballymount.
Oh,
listen, shouts to you all listening from there.
Thanks very much.
Talk
see you,
to
Darren.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Another chance to win the last pair of tickets that we have to the Leinster Rugby game at the earlier time of around 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes.
Just after the news, the sport at 9,
yes.
Guys.
Very important business.
Let's get to the rugby. Back
write
to back
down.
To news and sport.
Put a reminder on your phone.
Dermot Kennedy. Spin.
Good morning. Wasn't it an interesting show without producer Callum today?
It always is when producer Callum's gone. Yeah. I wonder, can people tell something slightly amiss?
Nah. I'd say at this stage, all, like, you know... We were an absolute mess the first time producer Callum was off. We were like, what do we do?
Someone did once say when producer Callum's off, it's like organised chaos.
I feel like the shoulders drop.
Yeah. I woke up at the same time today and I was like, Callum's off, I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, fair.
Well, you make him out like he's such a tyrant, but it's more just like we just have to be a bit more accountable.
Yeah, we do.
But basically, Callum took today off because he went to Olivia Rodrigo in the Three Arena last night.
Yeah.
And like, I think once ever have I said, I know that I want to make this a big night when I'm out midweek for a gig. I take
yeah, like
day
we,
off
we go
the show.
To gigs all the time.
All the time.
Still go into the show. But still, no, he goes
and
to one gig.
We have the monkeys who perform.
Yeah. And like, I went to the 1975 once and knew that was going to be a night out. So took
he
the next day
He just has to sit there for yeah. 3 hours.
Considering he took the entire day off and took an annual eve day for an Olivia Rodrigo gig when he totally could have made it in this morning. What time do you think he went to bed at?
I think to take advantage of the day off. Close, I hope.
Closest as wins tomorrow, you can ask.
I hope producer Callum went to bed at 1:10 last
night. Not a
one
chance.
AM.
Are you mad?
Okay, but do you think
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's got a wild streak.
I'd say Olivia probably came on stage, what, about 8:30, 8:45? And I'd say she went...
It was over by 11, I'd say.
It was over by, I'd say, half 10 or something like that.
What time are you going to say?
I'm going to say he was in bed by like 11:30.
Half 11?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go big and have faith in our producer, Callum, that he went to coppers. I'm saying he went to bed at 3.
I hope you're right.
Follow up tomorrow with him, okay?
I will.
And let me know.
Yeah, you are wrong, though. I'll tell you right now, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're way off.
I always have hope.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.